The title of this message is History of Manmin, the Footsteps of Manmin. And it also tells you about the works of Father God's power. I'm going to tell you three things. First, the history of Manmin, you know, starting from the shepherd. And second, the history of Manmin, which has overcome adversity. And the third, the history of Manmin that we must achieve. I'm going to tell you these three things. I hope you can receive much grace. First off, the history of Manmin began with the shepherd. The history of Manmin, well, if we put that in a paper, well, that paper will be, the amount of paper will be enormous, right? Last Friday, Pastor Joo Hyun Cho delivered a message about what happened in the early days of the church. And there was a Wednesday service, and our shepherd stopped the service and asked our members to be to worship God in spirit and truth. Well, our shepherd worked so hard to make us perfect. He, you know, desires us to resemble our Father God 100%. To achieve that, you know, he's done work so hard. In the early 90s, I was a pastor. I think it was 1992 or 93. I cannot recall correctly. It was winter. And suddenly, a shepherd called for pastor's meeting. And about 9 o'clock, we went to the meeting. Well, I came from city of Daejeon. And we started to hear our shepherd's message. After the message, it was about sunset. Pastor John Kim said, Senior Pastor delivered the message for 8 hours and a half. So, but we couldn't, nobody went to the restroom during those hours. Well, we could. But since our, you know, shepherd didn't move, nobody moved. Back then, among our, you know, pastors, there was a pastor who, you know, who was full of wits and, the funny stories. Whenever he spoke, you know, we laughed at those, you know, stories. And our shepherd also, you know, said, you know, pastor should not, you know, should not make people laugh in such and such a situation. Well, our shepherd talked about such a things, and I remember that was the moment of, you know, when we found our shepherd's love for us. And still now, our shepherd wants to make us a proper fruit who is worthy of Father God's, you know, blessing and love. Before our shepherd met Father God, he was sick for 7 years. His eyes were only parts which were healthy. All other parts were hurt, sick. And he had to live by, you know, what his wife earned. And his daughters, you know, he couldn't even take care of his own daughters. One day, he met God by the lead of his sister. And his diseases were all healed all at once. That was April 17th, 1974. Father God waited for that day, I guess. Our shepherd met God and he was healed. And in his heart, you know, his love for Father God was growing and growing. He wanted to know more about God's love. He wanted to receive more God's love. And he was called as a, you know, pastor. And to receive the interpretation of Father God's word and to receive Father God's power, in order to lead many souls to heaven, he prayed and fasted fervently. And in 7 years, Father God began to give him messages and explain the Bible. The words that Father God gave to him was full of life, completely different from, you know, man's own explanation. And so many souls, you know, listened to these messages and they became Manmin. Since Manmin Church started by the devotion and love of my shepherd, most of the Manmin members felt that, you know, this church is the church that Father God is truly with when they entered this sanctuary. This message is truly from Father God. And our shepherd is the one Father God truly guarantees. And all our members, you know, confess. Think about different dwelling places in heaven. Where can you hear that kind of message? What about, you know, Father God? You know, in other area, in when we didn't come, before we came to our church, we thought the Father God is a God of justice, you know, fearsome God. But after we listened to our shepherd, we came to know that Father God is full of mercy and love, and Father God loves us so much, close to us, right? And our shepherd teaches us that we can be sanctified. We can cast off sin and evil. And we can resemble our Father God. That's how our shepherd leads us. Well, when I was a student, I went to Presbyterian Church. And the core was that, you know, salvation is already fixed for some people. There are people who will be saved, and others were not. So we have to live a good Christian life. You know, sometimes it's confusing. But, you know, back then, by the work of the Holy Spirit, I felt the love of the Lord, and I could live a somewhat good Christian life. And I went to seminary college. Back then, the school was located in the city of Anyang, and 4 years I learned there. And there was, you know, foreknown for knowledge and for destined. And the Father God knows our heart, and Father God, you know, gives us salvation. That's what I learned. When I studied it, I couldn't find the actual true answer, which, you know, satisfied my, you know, heart. Back then, our students, there was a night class and day class, and there were students from other departments. I believe there were like more than 100 students who listened to that, you know, lecture. You know, some students were, you know, like, you know, gasping about that, you know, theory or doctrine. Like, you know, it's a fate to be saved or not. But, you know, as we listened to that professor's, you know, explanation, we were kind of some confused. You know, from my heart, and I could believe that Father God foreknows and foredestined, but I couldn't find the complete perfect explanation. But after I met Shepherd, then when our Shepherd told us about that, I could completely understand that. The words that Father God gave to us refreshes our heart and fills our spirit in full. So I came to long for the message, and I was longing for the worship services. Whether it was messages on, you know, Genesis or Revelation, I was thrilled by the message, and I received tremendous grace. As my heart was filled with the spiritual messages, I felt like I owned the world, and I could fear nothing. So I could preach the gospel to many people, and I could evangelize many people. As I, you know, made bread from that, you know, true message, you know, I could, you know, help people healed and blessed. I believe you have this kind of testimonies a lot, right? Most of you. Almost every one of you. We lived such Christian life. So this kind of faith grew up every day. And we came to have a vision that this church will shine. Kings and nations will come to this church and reveal the glory of Father God through this church. We came to receive that kind of vision. However, in history of Mamin, there were times of not so full. What I mean is, our, you know, the way of Mamin was not so well paved. Sometimes it was full of thorns, and sometimes we felt like as we were standing before the cliff. You know, our shepherd once, you know, expelled from the position of the pastorship, and there was a time of, you know, critical moments in 1998 and 1999. But 1 Peter 2:19 says, "For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God, a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly." Just said, Father God worked so that we could make new denomination, so that this church could unfold the will of God without any restriction. And then three big tests in 1998 and 1999, just as Father God said he would turn into a good blessing, great blessing, Father God started to reveal different levels of glory. March 2000, you know, bitter, salty seawater turned into drinkable sweet water in one Mamin church through the prayer of our shepherd. Such explosive works of God's power started to be unfolded around the world. Our shepherd didn't see the reality. He always obeyed only to the word of God, Father God. So let me take an example of some countries where our shepherd, you know, went to have in the crusades. July 2000, there was a crusade, Uganda crusade in Africa, right? And there was explosive healing works in that crusade. And that was reported by CNN. In Nagoya 2000, so many deaths were healed. And in 2000 Pakistan crusade, there was a great twist of overcoming the difficulties of, you know, some Islamic, you know, power. In India crusade, more than 3 million people gathered, and even the anti-conversion was canceled by the power of God. And we could see amazing people who stood in line to testify to their healings. And it became the biggest, greatest crusade in the history of India Christianity. From 2007, for 3 years, our shepherd went to various cities in Israel to preach the gospel. And he manifested great power in the works of Father, in the works of the Holy Spirit. And so, and then his ministry in Israel was, concluded by the Israel Crusade in 2009. And Father God's providence was greatly unfolded in the country. The greatest characteristics of Manmin is the power. His power cannot be hidden, cannot be stopped. Nobody can stop this power. This power of the shepherd can shatter and destroy the buttocks of the enemy devil and Satan. That's why the enemy devil and Satan are afraid of this church. The spiritual message and great works of God's power from this church never disappears. Since it saves lives, it will continue its work until the Lord comes back. Without change, our shepherd has loved Father God and the Lord, and he has cultivated Manmin. And we became his fruits by witnessing his sacrifice and devotion and love. And we know that this kind of works of our shepherd has never stopped. The beginning point of Manmin was our shepherd, and our shepherd will conclude it too. So, why does the church that God is with meet difficulties though? This is I'm going to talk about in the upcoming second part. Brothers and sisters, Father God wants to accomplish the world mission through the gospel of holiness and save countless souls and lead them to New Jerusalem. And this is the will of Father God, and it doesn't change. And our shepherd does not hesitate before any kind of hardships in accomplishing Father God's will. And he will overcome everything by the love of the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 36 and 37 says, just as it is written, for your sake, we are being put to death all day long. We were considered as sheep to be slaughtered. But in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. If we can make this kind of confession from our hearts, Father God will stand by us. There is one thing that our shepherd Hall has held on to while overcoming all those difficulties. That's the faith in God and accomplishing Father God's providence. He's done his ministry for these great projects. Someone asked me this question. Shepherd, what do you trust in the shepherd? I trust that my shepherd loves Father God and the Lord. I believe that our shepherd leads us to love Father God and the Lord. I believe that he received from Father God through countless fastings and prayer is the word of holiness and the word of life. Without seeing miracles, people don't believe. So, to manifest power, he gave fervent prayers and fastings, and the Father God witnessed him, and Father God is now guaranteeing him with his power. Hallelujah. I believe you also make the same confession, right? This word of life and this power can turn hardened the hearts of people to accept and receive Father God and the Lord. This is the truth. And this is the truth that we have to stand on. Don't you think this will of Father God should be accomplished on this earth? It is our duty, Manmin's duty to accomplish it. So it is a great blessing for us that we have such a shepherd. Second, Manmin history is the history that has overcome difficulties. The church is led by Father God himself. Father God gave us the name Manmin, and he gave us vision to accomplish the world mission in Grand Sanctuary. Now, we know and believe that Father God is with us. Why there are difficulties before us? Well, you can see forefathers of faith never enjoyed their prosperity without overcoming any difficulties. They always faced dangerous things and even the critical moments of death. Prophet Elijah, he was chased by King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. Sometimes, he begged God to die, right? What about Apostle Paul? The Paul of God's power faced difficulties and hardships all the time. He was imprisoned many times. He was beaten many times. He faced the danger of the sea and rivers and kinsmen. And there were even 40 people who decided to kill Paul. They said that they would not eat or drink until they kill, Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians 1, verses 8 and 9 says, "For we do not want you to be unaware, brethren, of our affliction which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened excessively beyond our strength, so that we despaired even of life. Indeed, we had the sentence of death within ourselves, so that we would not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead." He said he had the sentence of death within himself. He used that kind of expression. We can see what kind of difficulties and afflictions he had faced. However, he overcame them all. He was faithful to his duty. And then, the gospel was spread to Roman Empire, the biggest and strongest country of the world. And the works of God's power were unfolded in the city and the country. Well, the works of Satan is quite similar, Satan always, finds something to accuse, right? However, through the people of God and people of faith, the kingdom of Father God keep expanding. King David was the most respected king in Israel. Mount Zion has the meaning of where Father God is and, resting place. However, this city of Zion is called in the city of David. And the Star of David became the symbol of in Israel. And Father God made Jesus came to the genealogy of David. King David stood Israel strong, and he opened the way of our Jesus' way of ministry. However, we can see that his life was full of afflictions. Battles and wars didn't stop. He was wrongfully accused, and he had to fight against rebellions. Psalm 33 verse 1 says, "O Lord, how many adversaries have increased? Many are rising up against me." Among them, the rebellion of his son Absalom was the worst thing happening in his life. Absalom waged war against his own father, King David. The Bible records about Absalom from 2 Samuel chapter 13 to 18. Why did he rebel against his own father? Well, it was due to his stepbrother Amnon and his own sister, Tamar. David rebuked Amnon greatly. However, he didn't punish him. So, Absalom had ill feelings against King David. So, he decided to kill Amnon and become a king. So he tried hard to win the hearts of Israelites. On people's way to see King David, you know, Absalom solved their problems. Where are you from? Which tribe are you from? You know, Absalom asked them in a very, you know, kindly manner. And, you know, he took sides for them. But back then, you know, the king had to be the judge for people of Israel. You know, there were many cases that, you know, the king, you know, had to make judgment. Whether it was a civil law or some, you know, any kind of law. Regarding all, you know, the king made a judgment. So the king had to go to the king to solve their problems, but, you know, Absalom called their names and welcomed them, and he won the hearts of people. You know, Absalom was considered the most handsome man in Israel. The Bible said, you know, he got no defect from his soul over his head to, you know, from his head to his soul. He was tall, he was good looking, and that kind of, you know, prince was talking to them in kindly manner. So people started to love him. On their way to meet King David, they met Absalom, and they had, you know, their problem solved. But they loved it. They were amazed at the good looking of Prince Absalom. Absalom hugged them, solved their problems, and treated them in kind and love, and, you know, they were amazed, right? So, they spread rumors and good news about Absalom. So, 2 Samuel 15:6 says, in this manner, Absalom dealt with all Israel who came to the king for judgment. So, Absalom stole away the hearts of the men of Israel. The Bible says, he stole away the hearts of Israelites. So, Absalom believed that, you know, people were following him. Even though King David was alive, he called himself king. Beside him, there was Ahithophel, and there were also people who used to follow King David. Now, they said, you know, Absalom should be the king. Or there were people just to follow Absalom without knowing what was going on. But eventually, they participated in that, you know, conspiracy and rebellion. And Absalom eventually waged war against King David, and David had to, you know, leave the palace because of his own flesh and blood, son Absalom. But Father God was with King David. Father God was with David. We gotta know this. People do not know this. So they just do as they please. And even though they betray, they don't know what they were doing. But the important thing is who Father God is with. Who our Father God is with. That's important. What is the will of Father God? We gotta know this. We gotta never let go of this thing. Well, John the Baptist was the exactly opposite to Absalom. He told the Israelites and he baptized the people by the Jordan River. Some people asked him whether he was a Messiah. Now, Jesus came, and many people followed Jesus. Then, disciples of John and came to John and said to him, Rabbi, he who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have testified, behold, he is baptizing and all are coming to him. And he also said in John 3, verses 29 and 30, he who has the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made full. He must increase, but I must decrease. He knew where he had to stand. He was completely different from Absalom, who didn't know where to stand. Well, let me tell you more about David and Absalom. Father God gives each man a different duty. David was the king, and there were soldiers and people and subordinates with different duties of their own. Subordinates should not cross the line. People should not let their hearts stolen away by those, you know, that they are pleased with. If they had followed David well, you know, they would not have any, you know, experienced, you know, difficulties. But something ironic was that David was a man of God, and his son Absalom was unrighteous. However, many people followed Absalom. Well, when people are tempted, I think their distinction got blurred. They didn't recall how Father God worked through David. Well, I believe, you know, those who followed David had the good will, but, you know, eventually they were not wise. They didn't know the intention of Absalom. When someone said, you know, Prince Absalom was something strange, but they said, how dare you say so? That's why the Bible says Absalom stole away the hearts of Israelites. People who was with David could not understand, you know, Absalom or his people. Brothers and sisters, can you distinguish well if you were in this kind of situation? People who followed Absalom thought everything about Absalom was right. Even if someone has something good, it does not mean that he is a good person. Among the message of spirit, soul, and body, our shepherd once explained Absalom. And he said like this, it is causing division. The causing division, making different groups of people who follow their own will. Now, of course, you know, some people can have, you know, this is what our shepherd said, okay? Well, of course, you know, people can gather together, you know, when they have a same topic or if they are something especially closer than the other people. It's natural. However, making divisions is pursuing their pursuit, and doing that, you know, they sometimes, you know, criticize people and attack them, being aggressive. You know, Absalom was the one who caused divisions. He made the divisions, and he seemed prosperous in the beginning. However, later, he met the miserable death. As Father God forsook him, even though he had a very detailed plan, he didn't get what he wanted. Look at the churches. Even though people are standing in the name of the Lord, they make divisions in church. The head of the church is Jesus Christ, and there is a ministering pastor. However, when there is a people who has a different idea against the ministering pastor, they make divisions by the work of Satan, and they eventually leave the church. Of course, if the ministering pastor or their shepherd, you know, leading their sheep to the wrong way, you know, it should be corrected. However, even though the shepherd is not doing the untruth, out of their own greed or, you know, their intention, if they make, you know, divisions and go away, then it is against God, and they have nothing to do with God. It is a sin. That's what our shepherd said. Now, why the people of God should face this kind of, you know, difficulties and hardships? But do you think the fruits the Father God desires can be easily born? The people have to, you know, experience, you know, joy and sometimes, you know, sorrow and all at the same time. There are many difficulties and there are, you know, blessings. These things, you know, continue repeatedly. And by doing this, you know, by repeating this cycle, you know, people become, you know, good fruits. That's how our Father God, you know, bearing the good fruits through us. Well, our Lord was crucified on the cross. It was the hardship that He had to take, He had to receive for all mankind. By, you know, He was crucified, the way of salvation was opened. John 12:24, our Lord said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." Our shepherd has prayed to Father God that in order to save souls and lead them to heaven and New Jerusalem, he worked so hard to save even those who didn't have faith to be saved. He had to take that in the difficulties by himself. Until the goodwill of Father God is unfolded on this earth, you know, adversaries are, you know, necessary. Because the world is evil. There are people who try so hard so that the will of Father God cannot be accomplished on this earth. So their sin is grave, right? And our shepherd is paying the price. In the days of Noah, and in the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, since sin and evil were so prevalent, there was a judgment of water and fire. Now, in this age, people cannot escape from judgment. And the justice of our shepherd is must and necessary. That's why there are hardships and difficulties. Now, we understand it. We know that. Because we see things with the eyes of faith. That's why our Father God is with this church. And we always remember those, the evidences Father God is with this church. As I told you before, Father God has been with this church for sure in many, many events and incidents. Rise and shine. That's the motto of this church. The church has become greatest church in the world in 36 years to preach the gospel of holiness, dispatching many missionaries around the world. The works of our shepherd has been greater and greater every year. We have certainly experienced the works of such great power in 2018 Manmin Summer Retreat. The best weather, best temperature Father God gave to us. Nobody can deny it. When our Pastor Soojin Lee delivered the message on the first day, and during the Divine Healing Meeting, so many people were healed, so many people received grace, and we are all witnesses to it. During the weeks after the retreat, we heard many testimonies in Mami Magazine. We could witness so many amazing works in Mami Magazine. All those, you know, testimonies were so precious, right? It was amazing. There were so many amazing testimonies. Among them, testimony of, you know, deaconess Lee Song-hwa, you know, who was healed of, you know, bow legs. He was hit by her own classmate, and her leg became like, you know, bow legs, right? Bow legs or bow legs? And the doctor said she could not be healed. However, she came to mom in church and she received the prayer, and then her legs got straightened up. She was healed. What about the testimony of, you know, Deaconess Hong Sun Ye, who was healed of the in-toe on her, in the big toe? She couldn't put on shoes well because of the pain. But after summer retreat, she witnessed that, you know, her toe became normal. When our Father God works, these amazing things can happen. As we witnessed it, we were amazed. We give them a big applause. Our Father God was with us during Mami summer retreat, and Father God healed them. And Father God gave them answers. And Father God gave them faith on top of faith. He didn't only heal us. We all should hold on to such great grace of our Father God. Father God has been with us without change. But I'm so sorry if there are people who had fleshly thoughts and left this church. John 6, verses 6-68 says, as a result of this, many of his disciples withdrew and were not walking with him anymore. So Jesus said to the 12, you do not want to go away also, do you? And Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have words of eternal life. So when they thought, you know, his message was not what was difficult to understand, you know, those disciples left him by using their fleshly thought. It happened in the days of Jesus. Then, you know, Jesus asked the 12 disciples, you know, when there were 12, right? You do not want to go away also, do you? Right? Then Peter answered, Lord, to whom shall we go? We have words of eternal life. Peter was so wise, right? That's right. We have the words of life. Just like disciples were with the Lord, our Father God gave words to our shepherd. And there is God's power. His church is the church the Father God is with. This has become life and blessing to us. And we got to hold on to this. Problems other than this, we got to solve them. We got to fix them. But our hearts should not be swayed because of things beyond this. We have run our Christian life vigorously in the space of our shepherd. But until we accomplish the will of Father God, we face many difficulties, just like David's people. People who followed David had to forsake everything they got. They didn't have time to pack their own things. They didn't have any guarantee of returning back or assurance of getting what they get later back. When David was chased like this, they might have thought that, the time of David is over. However, there were people who followed David. Even though there is no hope that, there was something later. How could they do that? How could they follow David? It's because they learned the spiritual will of Father God who accomplishes everything through David. That's true faith and true heart. When David recovered the mercy of God, he received God's mercy together. When a man of God is under persecution in the name of the Lord, those who participate in him can also participate in the glory that the man of God receives. That is the will of God. And we have to be the participators. We got to overcome them all. Only those who hold on to the love of Father God can do it. In this church, we have witnessed that Father God is with us. We experienced the spiritual realm. We got life in this church. So we should never forsake that grace. When there is another persecution, when we depend on Father God and overcome it, then we can receive Father God's glory. What if we go the way of denying these works of faith? What will happen to our soul if we give it up? Father God desires that every one of you will accomplish the providence of Father God through the shepherd and come to glorious position in heaven. So we got to overcome. Our shepherd does not forsake anyone who betrayed him anymore. Our shepherd does not hate them. No matter what they did, our shepherd wants them to go this way together. Of course, there were people who did something wrong. Our shepherd could have abandoned them. However, our shepherd has never done that. He never had such a intention in his heart. Once people leave our shepherd, how could manage their Christian life in somewhere else? What if they go to hell? They used to be the sheep of the shepherd, and our shepherd could not tolerate it. No matter what, our shepherd wants to embrace them and forgive them and lead them to until they get to heaven. That will of our shepherd should be accomplished. We got to help him to accomplish it. Hallelujah. We will walk with our shepherd till the end. We have prayed, but we cannot give up our prayers. Our Father God wants to save countless souls around the world through Manmin. He's already given us everything we need. It's time for us to show our faith Proverbs 4:23 says, "Watch over your heart with all diligence, for whom it flow the springs of life." And for 2 Thessalonians 1, verses 5 and 7 says, "This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you will be considered worthy of the kingdom of God, for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus will reveal from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire." So never forget that Father God works where there is truth and people who believe it. There was a blank period between the Old and New Testament times. Malachi, the prophet, the last prophet in the Old Testament times, there was a blank period until John the Baptist appears. After the prophetic activity of the prophet of Malachi, there was a biblical silence period for about 400 years until the advent of John the Baptist. It is called the Middle Age of New and Old Testament. However, the absence of biblical records meant that the work of God's redemption has never stopped. After the 400 years of silence, when Israelites suffered in Egypt, Father God worked through Moses the prophet and made them escape from Egypt. And for 400 years between the Old and New Testament days, he worked for our Messiah. As you can see, people may think Father God has forsaken us. However, if we believe in the Father God's word, then he will surely make it come true. Whatever our Father God does is in Father God's providence. We've got to believe it. They were spies, 10 spies, who spied over the Canaan land, and they said, no, they became like grasshoppers in their own sight. They got no goal, they got no vision, they were so weak. Since they made a confession by which the Father God could not work, they couldn't enter the land of Canaan. So, whatever we do, we got to do it by faith. When we are at peace, when there are afflictions, we got to have faith over faith. The works through our shepherd has never stopped in this church. We witnessed that Father God is working through our shepherd. We believed it, we witnessed it, and it will continue until our Lord comes back. That's our faith. The faith given to us, you got to keep it, right? Manmin's history, thirdly, is the history that we will do in the future. Brothers and sisters, the history that we will make in the future will be greatest ministry. So many countless souls are being eaten by the Antichrist and its force. And Manmin should save them. Then we got to reveal the glory of Father God through them. For the last 36 years, we have prayed for it. Now, it will come to real as we prayed. It is possible because we believed in this truth. We have piled up prayers upon prayer. For the last couple of months, I believe you had the many moments of understanding. That is, you felt the difference when our shepherd is with us and when he is not. You may examine how the truth that our shepherd taught us is working in us. In the Bible, we can see that purification works were done from time to time. It was especially so in the days of King Josiah in southern Judah. He prevented people from worshiping idols. And he made people keep the Passover. There was a reason he did this. While he was rebuilding the destroyed holy temple of God, he found the book of the law. And he read the book. And he realized that Father God was angry because people of Israel did not keep his law. 2 Kings 23:25 says, "Before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart and with all his soul and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor did any like him arise after him." So, Father God raised the king on Josiah, and he showed great mercy to his kingdom. If we examine the history of Israel, when Israelites lived by the word of God, there was a peace in the country. However, when they didn't keep the word of God, but worshipped idols and committed sin, they examined countless wars and invasions because Father God didn't protect them. And regarding this, Father God said they didn't revere God. The king Josiah realized it. That's why he ran purification work in his country. Now, we used to follow the manual strictly, but we have to ignite our heart, renew it, and we got to purify our heart by ourselves. The first thing we got to do is to revere God. That is, we have to stand by the truth. If we are away from Father God, truth, that we cannot receive blessing. It's time to sanctify ourselves. Israelites were greatly faced danger because of one man, Achan. They destroyed the city of Jericho, but because of one man, Achan, they were defeated in the city of Ai. When they, dealt with the sin of Achan, Father God was with them, and they could destroy and conquer the city of Ai. Mistakes that people make is that they don't distinguish the will of God. First Thessalonians 4:3 says, "For this is the will of God, your sanctification." It is the same today. Achan could see, even though people could see, spiritual things with their spiritual eyes open, there are things that we got to do. That's to keep the will of Father God and obey Father God's will and follow the truth. We gotta see whether we make divisions or whether we take sides. It should not be tolerated. We follow the truth in this church. We do not tolerate the untruth in this church. If some people are not sharing the same will with us, ask yourself whether you set yourself apart from those people, or judge them and condemn them. You got to examine yourself and then repent for it. These is the all works of Satan. You got to know that. Through the Genesis lecture, we learned how crafty Satan is. In In the Garden of Eden, there was a cherubim and dinosaurs by Adam. The cherubim had to escort and guard Adam. The dinosaurs was like in a pet to Adam. Their duties were different. So all that the dinosaurs had to do was just do their duty. However, when Adam visited the earth, cherubim was with him, but the dinosaurs didn't. So they envied cherubim. They were not satisfied with their duty. They got jealous of cherubim, and it went too far. And Satan saw them. Since dinosaurs had the thoughts of untruth, Satan started to make contact with them. Satan sensed that, dinosaurs envied too much. So Satan told dinosaurs to ask Adam to visit Earth together. And Adam could not stop thinking of it. And they started to put their thoughts into action. That was the work of Satan. So they asked Adam, why couldn't we do what cherubim do? I believe we can find the answer from the fruits of the tree of the knowledge of evil. Let us eat from it. Of course, Adam told them not, but they didn't listen. Once there was the thoughts given by Satan, they didn't say no to it, but they accepted it, and they faced the irresistible end. One day Adam and cherubim left the Garden of Eden. The leaders of dinosaurs, and then advanced toward the tree of the knowledge of good and good and evil, which was located in the center of the garden. However, they were stopped by Father God. Father God became angry at them. The entire dinosaurs were cursed by God. And there is one lesson that we gotta learn. Once they accepted the Satan's work, they lost their virginity. And there's a lesson that we gotta learn. Even if you are in the domain of light, you gotta decide whether you choose light or darkness. Environment is important, but more important thing is whether you prefer light over darkness or the other way around. Even though you are surrounded by the light, if you have the elements of darkness in your heart, you may have a chance to contact with the spirit of darkness, and you may have a chance to receive the work of Satan. So, you should never go beyond your limit. You may think your judgment is right. If it is not the work of goodness, then you gotta know that Satan already started work in you. The characteristics of these people is that they cannot have conversation, good conversation. So Philippians 2 verses 12 and 13 and 15, so then my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Do all things without grumbling or disputing, so that you will prove yourselves to be blameless and innocent, children of God, above reproach in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Father God's
이와 같이 자기 스스로도 주체할 수 없을 정도로 생각을 내어 주어서는 안 되는 것입니다. 그러므로 우리는 항상
You should never let go of your heart to be conquered by Satan. In order to do that, you gotta receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit all the time. And there's nothing you cannot distinguish. We have received grace from God. We have never forsaken that grace. Among husband and wife, sometimes there are difficulties. They have to overcome them all. Some people forsake their first heart and they got divorced.
그러니 우리는 마음의 어둠을 벗어버리고 빛의 마음
Therefore, it is truly important to accomplish the heart of sanctification, the heart of light, by casting off darkness, which is the will of God. We should never forget this. Generation after generation, things change, but there is one thing that never changes. That is the word of God, which is the truth. The truth never changes in any given situation. The standard of salvation and goodness and evil, it never changes. Those who love God can be loved by Father God. Those who cast off evil can please Father God. That is the truth. We gotta keep this tradition of Mammin. To accomplish the will of Father God, we have to hold on to the truth. We gotta work together for it. Joshua 3:5 says, Then Joshua said to the people, Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. Before the conquering of the land of Canaan, Father God made Israelites circumcise themselves so that they could depart from sin and evil and purify them. Brothers and sisters, through our shepherd, we have learned the will of Father God correctly. And we have worked so hard to obey every word in the 66 books of the Bible. Where can you find a church where people gather every night and pray for sanctification fervently? Now, we gotta show ourselves. We gotta show that Father God is alive. We gotta show that we are guaranteed by Father God. In the history of cultivation, to show His love to all people, He chose Israelites. Through the history of Israelites, people could learn that those who revere God and love God can be blessed like that. Father God is full of love. Peoples should learn it from Israelites. Mammin is such an example. What kind of church should I choose to accomplish my providence and to receive glory on this earth? With that thought, it must be Mammin, where pastors and congregation become one, and hold on to the grace of Father God, and live by the will of Father God, and accomplish the world mission. That's Mammin. That's our church, where truth stands. Pastor Yi Ji-young, last time when she delivered the messages, that if she had went back to the time, and God asked him, there will be some difficulties in this church, would be with Mammin, and she said she would say Amen. And when I heard her, I received much grace. Our shepherd made the same confession. Let me read what confession our shepherd made during his prayer in 1999. Nobody can disconnect my discord of love. No matter what they say, I hope that Father God can remember my heart. I pray for their salvation. I pray for Father God's loving souls. I'm desperate, desperate to protect those sheep. I'm praying to you. I get my strength. I think there will be any more tears, but tears coming out again. And this is my heart for Father God and the Lord and souls. I think about the persecution of Apostle Paul. And I ask myself whether I could have overcome them. My heart shed tears. It's not an easy way. But if Father God asks me again to go this way, then I will walk this way again. I believe we will make the same confession. In history of Manmin, there were the process of separating good grain from the chaff, 1998 and 1999, or before and after. There were people who overcame the trials, and they came to have greater faith, and they entered the deeper level of spirit. The faith of this church was upgraded like this. Soon, until we see the Lord again, we gotta remain as good grains. We gotta work hard to make people who come to this church as grains. Think about this. Who can enter New Jerusalem? It is we who can enter New Jerusalem. After overcoming so many persecutions and accomplishing good hearts, spiritual faith cannot be given overnight. Sanctification cannot be done overnight. Just as our shepherd has said, it's not easy to go to New Jerusalem, but it's never been difficult. Those who obey the word of God, those who keep faith, it is easy. Father God will surely lead us to New Jerusalem. Let me conclude this message. The history of Manmin first began with our shepherd. Second, the Manmin history is the history of overcoming difficulties and hardships. Instead of using fleshly thought when we face tests and trials, we gotta cultivate our heart into truth and distinguish them and discern them well. Third, the history of Manmin is the work that we should do in the future. That is, we gotta sanctify ourselves, we gotta revere God, and we gotta stand on the truth. If we don't stand on the truth, Satan will begin its work. This is the lyrics of hymn number 384, verse 3. The history of Manmin continues. I hope that you keep on doing the truth and became the main character of history of Manmin. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Let's give all thanks and glory to our Father God.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables and internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. By the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as cold and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.